Okay, well then that brings up the general guidelines for a working draft for discussion of running this committee. Has anybody had a chance to read this, and does anybody have any comments?
Do you mind if I
just give you the
101 on what I provided? I think, so at our last meeting, we had a really good brainstorming and good discussion about committee process, and at the end of the meeting or during that discussion, I said, well, do you want me to put together something that you guys can react to? So what I did was I just sort of tried to frame up the discussion a little bit and put some thoughts on paper in terms of what might work for sort of a general committee guideline and discussion process. Keeping in mind that this if you tear this up and you decide to go in a totally different direction, that's completely up to you. But what I wanted to do was just sort of think about sort of the broader topics, basically making sure we all understand the purpose of the committee, which is also going to get reflected back into our communications plan. Thinking about the membership, just so we're all clear, how many members of this ad hoc committee there are supposed to be. I left it blank because I know we talked about it at the last meeting, but I didn't write it down. Attendance, if there's some discussions that we need to have about, you know, I put a general statement in there about the importance of attendance because we're all trying to benefit from everybody's participation. But if some committees in some other areas are much more formalized when it comes to attendance policy, so just as a point of discussion. Just wanted to sort of refresh, you know, member responsibilities, so I put some thoughts there. And then the whole officers and duties of officers discussion. Talking about how you operate meetings, so the meetings, the quorum, the decision making really could all have fallen under the whole meetings topic, but things we need to think about there. You know, the decision making is going to come, you know, there's really two ways to think about it. You could have a vote or you could have a consensus. Perhaps some discussions are more consensus and some actually need a vote. So let's talk about when you get to the vote, you know, how do you want to handle that? And then I always like to throw in ground rules. Depending on the conversations that we're going to be having, you may see me bring in a big flip chart with a bunch of ground rules on it just to remind everybody that this is how we're supposed to act be in larger discussions, but I put that in there. And then we talked about this at the end of at the beginning of the last meeting about public participation, sort of a formal policy. How do you want to handle that? So hopefully this reflects at least some thinking that you folks have had. We'll go from there. I'll take notes and make some edits, however you want to handle it. So feel free. My feelings won't be hurt if you hack away at it. Or they'll be really, my ego will be boosted quite a bit if somebody says, this is awesome.
This is awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Maybe I'll be able to get out the door.